Brendan, good morning.
Morning, Ted. Good to be with you.
Good to have you on. So to start off with, what were the findings of the Age of Entitlement report?
So, Ted, the Age of Entitlement report looked specifically at a couple of tax breaks that are available to older Australians that younger Australians are not entitled to. They were three particular tax breaks that basically mean that older Australians on the same income paid less personal income tax than younger Australians. So they were the senior Australian pensioners tax offset, the higher Medicare levy income threshold for older Australians, which basically means they don't start paying Medicare levy until they have a higher income, and then also a higher level of the private health insurance rebate that older Australians get than younger Australians on the same income. And so what the research was really looking at was, I suppose, what we're looking for ways in which the government can save money. We've got a $40 billion budget deficit, as we saw in the mid-year economic and fiscal update yesterday. Things aren't getting any better. And so as the Commonwealth government's looking to roll back some of entitlements or increase taxes, we look at sort of what are the best ways in which one might try to do that in a way that, for example, make some material contributions to the budget. Make sure that you're not hurting those right at the very bottom, so say the bottom 10, 20% of the population, and wouldn't have a material impact on the economy. And so what our research is finding is that as we look for budget savings, a lot of the ones that are bubbling to the top of the pile are really those that actually target some of these entitlements and tax breaks that are available to senior Australians, because they tend not to be as well targeted to those in need as say family payments or so on, that have actually been wound back quite a lot already in the last 6 or 7 years.
So would it be correct to say in terms of income tax that the younger generations are paying more?
Yeah, so one of the pieces of work that we've done is to look at how sort of net transfers to different generations have changed over the last 20 years. And so what we find is that the net tax paid by younger Australians has risen. So, and you'd expect that in a world of rising incomes. So in sort of in real terms, adjusted for inflation, sort of households that are aged 25 to 34 are paying about $5,000 a year extra in tax. Now that's a combination of higher personal income taxes because they've got more income, and also higher indirect taxes like the GST, which replaced a whole bunch of sales taxes in the early 2000s. But in contrast, older Australians we've actually found are paying less income tax in real terms than they did 20 years ago. And that's despite having, you know, much higher income as a result of high workforce participation, but also having much larger savings than, say, what 65-plus-year-olds had 20 years ago. And the real reason for this seems to be a couple of things, one of which is the tax breaks, like we mentioned earlier, things like de facto and the like. The other one is tax-free superannuation withdrawals for over 60s that was introduced by the Costello government in 2005-2006. And then on the transfer side, you've also had a big increase in spending on older Australians. You know, we have a universal healthcare system. As you have more income, people demand more health services. And so that in the case of older Australians in particular, the government's really paying for a lot of that. So what we've actually found is that over time, the proportion of income that, say, younger Australians are paying in tax probably hasn't changed that much. But what has happened is the net transfers to older Australians has gotten so much larger. And that's one of the main reasons why we have this $40 billion budget deficit. And just to pick up on a point that the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, made a little while ago about this distinction between the tax and the tax not. And he, was really trying to refer to working age Australians that are not paying, they're not net taxpayers because they're receiving more in family payments than what they're paying in tax. But the big change in the tax not is actually the proportion of old Australians, so Australians aged 65 and over, that are paying personal income tax. And that's actually dropped from a bit under 30% back in 1995 to just over 15% today. So it's pretty much halved. Wow. And that's because of these tax breaks that have been put in place over the last 10 years.
Wow, that is a massive, massive amount. So housing affordability, I mean, it's always brought up in regards to youth hardship, but I guess at the end of the day, is it really harder than it used to be to buy a house?
That's a really good question. So there's a couple of factors that sort of play into this. Now, the debate kind of goes when people talk about housing affordability that, look, interest rates are lower, therefore, you know, you can afford a much bigger mortgage on a given level of income. And therefore, it's actually not that hard compared to, say, 20 years ago when interest rates peaked at sort of 17-18%. But the flip side of that is, in a world where interest rates are really low like they are now, what that does to house prices is it tends to mean that they accelerate quite quickly because everyone has more income, or sorry, people can support a larger mortgage repayments with their given income. And so some of the work that we've done has suggested that interest payments as a share of, say, disposable income are actually much higher now than what they were when mortgage rates peaked at 70% back in the late 1980s. And that's because the mortgages and the house prices are just so much higher. So when you've got house prices as a ratio of incomes of sort of sitting 7, 8, 9 times annual income on average, then that's obviously much, you end up paying more interest, and let alone the repayments of the principal, than what you were when you had a 17% mortgage rate, but a house that was only, you know, 2.5 times your annual income.
And so just before we do let you go, Brendan, what could have actually led to this generational divide? And is there any way we can, I guess, repair it, for want of a better word?
Well, I suppose there are some basic psychological biases that I think that come into play here. So people sort of prioritise their own experience. So if you're an older Australian, you think that you've worked hard your whole life, you've paid high taxes, you when you had your children weren't receiving family benefits and childcare that the next generation got. Younger Australians have a different take. They can't afford a house. A secure employment can be harder to find. And they're aware that someone's going to have to pay these budget deficits and that someone's likely to be them. I suppose where we come from is that if you're going to try to improve the budget position, which is really where a lot of the rubber hits the road here, that who do you take benefits off or who pays high taxes to fix the budget, is that everyone's going to have to do their part. And that's what our research really tries to show, is that in the last sort of 5 or 6 years, quite a lot of money has been taken off families, like family tax, the means test for family tax benefits become a lot more stringent. At the same time, seniors, so they've lost some of their superannuation tax breaks. Some seniors are getting a less generous pension or no pension at all because of the assets means test. If you're going to fix the $40 billion deficit, which is what we have at the moment, it is a big problem, then each generation is going to have to do its bit.
Well, Brendan, it's been an absolute pleasure, but thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks very much, Tess.